I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Football at Clark Central, northeastern Oklahoma. He is Chuck Smith. Chucky, baby.
What's up? What's up, Trib? It's good to hear you guys. I mean, hey, two of my favorites of all time. And I like to call y'all my big OGs because when I started doing radio, I think it was in 2002 at the other station, you guys always kind of held me down and gave me good information. So I know, Mike, I never told you that, but now that Rob's there, I thought I would share.
Oh, that's awesome. I just said, just wind Chuck up and let him go, man, and let him work. Let the big dog eat.
Hey, work, man. Let's work, baby.
Let's start with the Falcons. Look, we won the game. We got some pressure late. Yep. But, Chuck, it just seemed like watching on TV, it just seemed like, man, there was an unbelievable amount of time for Geno to cook. What do we got to do to get that pass rush tightened up?
Well, I think first and foremost, when you finish the game like you did, that builds confidence, and you started seeing guys starting to make plays. It was slow early on, but also give Seattle credit. There was a lot of quick passes, too. There were times where, you know, the pressure wasn't necessarily there. But I will tell you this. I saw a little bit of change after halftime. I started watching Taquan Graham and watching Grady really hard. And, you know, Lorenzo Carter, I saw a next gear, though. I really did. And I saw them getting more pressure because, look, Geno was getting comfortable in the pocket, but what you saw in the end, he thought he was going to have that same kind of time, but the Falcons' rush had got there. They started getting there a little bit, you know, with some pressures. But on Grady's sack, I mean, that was a one-on-one, beat him with a great inside two-step swim move. And what's even more special about what I saw in Grady, he showed a lot of athleticism because if you watch that video, he swims him, then he lands on his inside foot. He stays skinny and makes a big sack. So Taquan Graham on that play did good too. So I want to, you know, give him a lot of credit. And that's why you want a pass rush that gets sacks and not pressure. That was a huge factor in the Falcons having to win.
Well, Chuck, you teach the art of the pass rush, and it indeed is an art. What makes Aaron Donald, Von Miller, guys like that, so much better than everybody else? I know it's also something called talent, but it's also their approach and how they, you know, how they go to combat.
You know, Rob, it has a lot to do with their skill level. These guys are smart. They're at the highest level intelligence-wise of rushing a passer because they work on their skill. They work on spins. They work on hand placement. And one of the most important things I'm going to tell you, those guys are first ballot Hall of Famers. They have a humble learning attitude. Because when we're at the Von Miller Summit, or if I'm training Von, or if AD's around, he's listening. Well, this DeMarcus Ware will be there teaching AD something new. You know, Von learns from other guys. I mean, you see him and Max Crosby at the summit learning from one another. Jeff Simmons is trying to learn things from Aaron Donald. So I think what it is, it's the skill. They can spin, they can swipe. And most importantly, their intelligence is so high, they know how to make adjustments when things aren't going their way.
It is Big Chuck Smith with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. He joins us every Tuesday. Then Friday, we'll be previewing what we're going to do against the Browns and the rest of the weekend. The moving pocket for Marcus Mariota, we've talked about it a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if we could just get him to hold on to the football at the end of the game, I'd be a little less nervous, but we got the dub. But what do you think? Is it the combination of our offensive line, the guys we put together this year? Obviously better than last year, Chuck, but is it a combination of the moving pocket and the O-line is doing better work?
Well, I think the O-line is doing better work. I think they've been challenged. I really like what they're doing. Now, think about something that's different than last year. They're running the ball. The Falcons are running the ball, so teams now, they can't just sit back and say, hey, they're just going to throw all day or Matt Ryan's going to be in the pocket. They're running the ball. And the one thing I talked about that I wanted the Falcons, when everybody says, what's going to be their personality? For years, I always struggled with the pass regime when we're always built about, what, wide receivers. All we're going to do is be finesse.
Right.
this team is tough. When I think about the Falcons right now, through these three games in the NFL, saying they're tough. They run the ball they run the ball down people's throats. Then they're also – so that's setting up the throw. So when you look at this offensive line, I'm going to tell you, I got to give a lot of credit to Caleb McGarry, Chris Lindstrom. And listen, I watched McGarry. He must have reached and on the outside backers or the defensive ends of Seattle, and he was just washing them downfield. Cordell Patterson wasn't getting touched. You watch, I'm telling you, you watch the combination blocks with Dahlman and Lindstrom and even the what's his name, Gossett. They were doing a great job. I love, know what else I saw? Jake Matthews, his kickback was so quick because, remember, we were worried about getting false starts. So that was, man, that was just fantastic from a veteran. The offensive line, of course, you're going to be helped by a moving quarterback. But I got to give that offensive line some credit because there are times where Mariota stood in the pocket, stood tall, and had a clean pocket to make some awesome throws, in my opinion. So I just thought, you know, with the team being a physical team, offensive linemen played well, and they deserve credit this week.
Chuck, why can't coaches and front office people realize that it's never, ever going to go out of style being able to run the ball and stop the run? Old-fashioned football is always going to win, it seems like.
Yeah, and I think, too, Tripp, I think balance. I think in the NFL, but you run the ball, and my philosophy is this, you run the ball for toughness,
yeah.
You're going to throw for touchdowns. Most, it's hard for teams to run it in. When you get in the red zone, you get in the five, it's hard to just slam it in there. But the toughness parts, and you start wearing guys down, you start wearing them down. And I'm going to tell you another element that's not talked about enough. When you're a pass rusher, there is nothing worse than having to chase a quarterback like Marcus Mariota. That gets you tired.
Yeah.
So there's so many elements right now the Falcons are. And also give a little credit to Kyle Pitts. We always talk about he's getting targeted. But I saw Kyle Pitts getting the second level, making some good blocks on some of the linebackers and defensive backs. So there were all kind of guys doing some good work out there. I saw even the fullback. I was like, man, that's old school. And them tall sweeps, he was coming down. Keith Smith was coming downhill, putting the hat on some cats.
Well, Chuck, we've heard about how limited personnel-wise this team is, but I think they're really well-coached. I think Arthur and Dean Smith, I get the impression this is just a really well-coached team. They have a good culture going on. They're certainly establishing some resilience. We'll see how the wins and losses bear out. But what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely tell you one thing I do like. I like Arthur Smith's offense. I love the screens, the creativity. They'll put three wides out. They'll go five. I really like the creativity and how he's getting Marcus Mariota out. And so, to me, when you look at how he's coaching, I think it's kind of the new age. I think Atlanta has evolved since the last regime when it comes to offensive play calling. And defensively, Dean Pease, I think what you see what he's doing, he brought in this guy, Rashawn Evans, who's playing as good as anybody right now with the first three games at linebacker. Mykael Walker, he's doing a great job. I mean, he does good with pressure. And I'm telling you that Troy Anderson, he shows up on special teams. When he gets in there, he's a thumper. But I think you're only limited when you think of yourself as not being good enough. Because if you play good team defense, you're going to have an opportunity. Now, you see teams like Philly right now killing it, Dallas last night, you know, they're killing it. But there is no perfect defense. Atlanta has enough guys here to be competitive. And I think they're showing that they can. And, you know, do we want a better pass rush? Every team wants it outside of Philly and Dallas. I'm just telling you, there's 30 other teams. They're like, hey, I'm jealous. But I think ultimately they've shown against some good teams that they can be competitive. So, I mean, I'm sure they're tuning things up, working on getting better. I'd still like to see the edge guys get a little more out of the edge guys with moves. I'm sick of seeing bull rushes. You know, it'll get you a sack here and there. But when you start playing against guys that can run, you got to separate yourself off blocks. But right now, I think the guys should feel good about themselves and know that they have another opportunity this week.
They dialed up some blitzes, but they didn't get there. A couple of times they were close, but that's sometimes, you know, you have to force it. I don't think Pease obviously wants to get it from the down line and not be in that situation. It is our man, Big Chuck Smith. You talk about the resiliency of this team. I know you played with Ironhead near, well, he was 29, I think, when you played when he had the 1,000-yard season, but are you blown away by Cordero?
Yeah.
Cordero Patterson, second to Nick Chubb in rushing yards right now in the league at age 31.
Listen, nothing surprises me about Cordell Patterson. Remember, Mike, I'm a Vol. He's been doing this from day one. From the time he went to Tennessee, one man is not going to – he's one of those guys. If he has one guy, he's not going to go down. He has that ability, and I'm sure the Falcons know it now and the fans are seeing it. He has the ability to change direction, shake and bake, pivot, plant, jump over guys at any second. So I'm not really surprised, but I tell you what I am surprised about is that he's a Falcon. I cannot believe all these teams weren't able to figure this guy out.
Right.
What
That's
a great
crazy.
Move by the Falcons to get him. Listen, he ain't missed a beat, and let's be real. You can put him in the slot. You can put him at receiver. And now, I mean, he's one of the best pickups the Falcons have had in a long, long time. But I ain't really surprised because the dude has always been devastating when he gets the ball in his hand.
Chuck, are you believing in your Vols?
Of course, I'm a VFL. Of course. Yeah, I believe in them. You know, listen, they're still a work in progress. I think what I feel best is for the fans. We got some of the best fans on the planet. They're crazy, but they love the Vols. I think they deserve this time to be relevant, for the players that they're getting in. But the cool thing is I've been kind of checking them out now on a different kind of level, being a part of the history of it. They got the right coach. They're getting some players.
Finally
and
got
one
right
thing
coach.
You're seeing, well, finally got – well, and, you know, the right coach is when you start really winning a championship. Right. Man, we got the right coach. You know, but I think what I'm also seeing is that he's got a good scheme. Offensively and defensively, they got some stuff where they're out scheming. You know, you can have some pretty good players, and I think they got some, like, good receivers. Let's just say they got good receivers. But you can scheme up guys to make plays. You can scheme up and make good players look great. And I think with Hendon Hooker, I think they've done a good job with that. And they've got to, you know, got to keep going. You know, and really the measuring stick for them is Georgia
right.
and Alabama. I mean, ultimately, you know, they still got to beat Kentucky. But, you know, I mean, ultimately everybody still wants to get to that point where they're competing for championships. And the Tennessee people, they've never not wanted to do that. And hopefully that'll happen in the future.
It just seems like they're finally coming out of the weeds, you know, the Pulse Fulmer wilderness. You know, they got a guy. Look, the offense, it's a style of play. You got to be on your P's and Q's, or they're gonna score on you. The only thing is, Chuck, you need some eligibility because they need some pass rush. They need some defense. They can't stop anybody.
Hey, I was talking to a couple of my buddies. They were like, yo, we need some of them pass rushers from Georgia. I said, man, y'all better, hey, unless you got a ski mask and a gun, Kirby ain't letting no pass rushers get out of Georgia no more. And if they do, you know, they're following other places. But, you know, they definitely need some pass rush because Florida toasted them up pretty daggone good.
Well, Chucky, baby, we love you, man. I always regard you as the nastiest Falcon ever. And I would know such things since I've been around these parts for a long time. We appreciate your time, my brother.
I appreciate it. All right, guys. Thank you. Y'all have a good day.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.